WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, WonkyBot fans, welcome to a brand new season of WonkyBot Insider. In this episode, I'm going to reveal when you can expect to hear the premiere of Terra Tremendous Season 5 and finally learn who survives the Starship crash. Plus, Terra Tremendous is becoming more than just a podcast series, and I've got a great interview with voiceover actress Tanya Rich, who's coming live from her studio in the United Kingdom. It's all on this jam-packed new episode of WonkyBot Insider.
This is all so incredible.
Believe me, I understand the shock.
When Tara Callahan attacked this very campus with her doppelganger from another planet.
Summon a new power before he strikes again.
What form of species are you?
Her name is Tremendous.
Just wait till they get a load of me. Tremendous boy.
Hey, WonkyBot fans, welcome to a brand new season of WonkyBot Insider, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and inside the bot. I'm your host, Stuart St. John. I'm also the co-founder of WonkyBot Studios, the company that produces Terra Tremendous, Tremendous Boy, Superhero Confidential, and so many more in our growing slate of shows. Of course, I don't do this alone, because I've got my trusty WonkyBot partners, Todd Fisher and Michael Plahuta, right by my side. I'm here in the studio with the amazing Christy, who's running the booth. Hello, Christy. She's checking those audio levels, making sure I sound good. Thank you, Christy. Okay, she's waving. Okay, like I said, this is the first episode of the second season of WonkyBot Insider, where we dive into all the behind-the-scenes stuff going on around here. And if you enjoy the show, if you like all the audio shows that we're producing across the WonkyBot Podcast Network, please subscribe, write a review, because we really value you guys out there, and we love to know what you're thinking. We appreciate every one of you listening, so be sure and subscribe, not only to this show, but all of your favorites from WonkyBot. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by searching for @WonkyBot, and visit us on the web at wonkybot.com, where you'll find lots of cool stuff. All right, here we are. Launching Season 2 of WonkyBot Insider, which just so happens to correspond with the return of a show that I know everyone loves and has been waiting for, Terra Tremendous. Yep, Season 5 is finally coming, and I'm so excited. We dropped the teaser trailer about a month ago. You know, we ended on that huge cliffhanger. So the trailer came out and we've got a lot of feedback on it. All of it great. Everybody's like, okay, but who survives? But in this episode of WonkyBot Insider, I'm going to actually tell you when you can expect the new season to premiere. And later in the show, I've got an interview with voiceover actress Tanya Rich. She's based in the United Kingdom, where she's known as one of the best voiceover artists in the country. So stay tuned for that, all right? All right, let's get this show started because there's a lot to unpack. First up, all the latest WonkyBot news. The first bit of news, and this is pretty exciting. Terra Tremendous is going to be a 3-book series. Yes. Simon & Schuster publishing imprint Andrews McMeel approached WonkyBot about bringing the story of the universe's most powerful girl to the book world. And guess who's writing them? Yours truly, me. I am so excited because I've wanted to do a Terra book series for a really, really long time. So this is going to actually be 2 prose books and 1 graphic novel. Let me read a quote from the publisher in our press release that went out. She says, quote, "We are delighted to introduce this lively, vivid adventure series in book form to the passionate and loyal fan base of Terra Tremendous," said Kirsty Melville. "The graphic novel format is an ideal showcase for the artwork and action-packed story." Then there's a second quote, "We're thrilled to be partnering with Andrews McMeel to bring the adventure of WonkyBot's most inspirational character, Terra Tremendous, to the publishing world," said WonkyBot partner Todd Fisher. "These exciting books will introduce readers to riveting new stories that will thrill both newcomers to the Terra Tremendous universe and longtime listeners of the cinematic podcast series." So you guys, keep your eye out. Next year, Terra Tremendous Book 1. Now, meanwhile, you don't have to wait a year to actually see Terra in print. And that's because I also have a little news about a Terra Tremendous inspirational journal that we published. And it's available right now at wonkybot.com and on Amazon. It's called the Terra Tremendous Personal Power Journal. Now, it's not a book with a story. It's a book with a journal where it has inspiring quotes, uplifting thoughts, self-empowering prompts that are designed to boost your self-esteem and develop higher levels of confidence by engaging you to think, draw, and just jot down whatever your thoughts and feelings are. I love prompt journals, and I wanted to create something positive for everyone to have. So I filled it with dozens of empowering messages and positive affirmations and, you know, just cool prompts to inspire the gratitude and love and mindfulness and whatever else bubbles up so that you can unlock the superhero inside of you. And that's what Terra is all about. It's the whole reason I created her, was to be a different kind of superhero, one who found that true power resides in her heart. So that's available now at wonkybot.com and on Amazon. So check it out. All right. Next up in the Terra Tremendous world, this is in our merch shop right now. Here we go. The Terra Tremendous Limited Edition 2024 calendar. A real calendar with the real images of the main characters appearing in the Terra Tremendous podcast series. You got your Terra, you got your Seth, you got your Chloe, you got your Mr. Barrington, Aunt Lucinda, Dr. Epic, Micah Gregory. On and on for 12 months, ending with guess who? The Empress, you guys. And hey, we're only a few months into the year right now, so go grab your copy in the WonkyBot shop at wonkybot.com. Now let's move on to some WonkyBot podcast new show alerts. Did you guys know we launched a new audio series called Young Terra Tremendous? Yep, it's all centered around a younger version of Terra exploring her incredible abilities and is intended for, you know, the younger audience who want to enjoy her amazing adventures. It's really fun. Let's listen to a snippet of the theme song while we're here. How about that? Christy, roll it.
Dad was a hero to all the world. I was just his daughter, a normal girl. But everything changed in one galactic fight, and I became extraordinary, that very night. Now I'm
It's cute, right? Michael and I had so much fun writing that one. But yeah, so be sure to check out Young Terra Tremendous on all podcast platforms and subscribe and like so you get notified of episodes when they drop. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Terra Tremendous Season 5. We're going to do a couple fan shout-outs from you guys. And of course, we're going to get into the interview with Tanya Rich. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series with the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
And we're back. It's time for fan shoutouts. Let me say thank you to all of you out there around the world who are posting reviews, sending in messages and emails. We read everything you guys send and appreciate getting feedback from you. So keep it up. All right, let's see what we've got here from you fans. And I am scrolling down. Okay, this is from, oh, that's cute. That's a cute name. Adorabella 13. That's adorable, Adorabella, who writes, OMG, the trailer was intense. Who died? I have to know. Is Terra alive? Well, Adorabella 13, hold on, because you're going to know what happened very soon. Thank you for writing us. Oh, here's one from Matchmaker101, who writes, I love this podcast. It's so good. Give me more episodes. P.S. My mom is named Tara. Well, thank you, Matchmaker. And please tell your mom we just happen to think that she's got the greatest name ever. We might be a little biased, though. All right. And down, something from Terra Tremendous Fan Forever. Now that is a name. Thank you. Terra Tremendous Fan Forever writes, please make more episodes. This is my all-time favorite podcast and it can't end here. I need to know what happens next. Well, Terra Tremendous Fan Forever, I guess this is the perfect time to segue into Terra Tremendous Season 5 news. Before I reveal... I know, this is torture, right? Before I reveal when it's going to drop, let's just hear the teaser trailer here. The one that we dropped a while back, just for giggles. All right? Okay, here we go. Christy, you got it? All right, roll it.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, you're powered!
Something to power up!
We're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my god! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1, I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my god, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Goosebumps, right? Who survives the starship crash? Oh, wow. We've gotten so many emails about this cliffhanger. You have no idea. People have been guessing like crazy. I mean, friends of mine, the kids, the nephews, the nieces, students, teachers. So keep sending your guesses in because we love it. All I can tell you is that we definitely know two people did not survive the crash. Do you think you have an idea on who those two people might be? Seth? Mr. Barrington? Tara? We have a bit of a mystery on our hands, don't we? We do. We do indeed. By the way, if you haven't seen all the cool artwork that the team designed for Season 5 and all the characters, go check it out at wonkybot.com. You'll see lots of cool stuff, and it's really fun. All right, but back to what you've all been asking about. When does the new season start? I'm here to say, I'm here to announce, I'm here to reveal the first episode of Season 5 drops this May. Yes, there it is. The word is out. Now, of course, that doesn't give you the exact date. I mean, we have to have a cliffhanger of a cliffhanger of a cliffhanger, right? But we'll have the exact date when we drop the next big trailer sometime in April. So all you got to do is just make sure you're paying attention to all things Terra Tremendous around WonkyBot. And you'll know. But yes, it's coming this May. And on that note, we'll be right back with Tanya Rich right after this break. And we're back. All right, it's time for our WonkyBot Insider interview with voice actress Tanya Rich, who is one of Britain's most sought-after voice talents. I'm not kidding. She's done it all, from commercials to jingles to video games to animated series to fiction podcasts like ours. And she is absolutely a delight to work with. I mean, she's so delightful that she's played several characters across a bunch of our WonkyBot shows. And she's joining us now from her state-of-the-art studio in the United Kingdom. So let's dive in. Tanya Rich, welcome to WonkyBot Insider.
Thank you for having me. Delightful to be here.
I mentioned this to our listeners in the introduction package. You are a renowned veteran voice actor based in the UK who's been doing this work for a very long time. How would you describe what you do?
Well, basically, I just say words for money, usually.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I normally say something a bit ruder than that, but I'm just going to turn my audio.
Thank you.
I don't think your listeners would appreciate that. I work in practically all sectors of the voice industry, which I've done for an awfully long time, as you said. And for everything, I never know what the day will bring, from anything from an audio drama to animation to a radio commercial, TV, whatever. And that's what I do.
So let's talk about your process as a voice actor. What's it like taking a script and bringing the character to life? What's your process?
So what people don't realize is that because you can't see us visually, you know, with your eyes, so to speak, voice actors have to make you see them with their with your ears.
Right.
And
right.
So we have to bring a character alive only by using our voice. And obviously, people, I'm sure, if they don't know anything about voice acting, think we just sit like statues behind our microphone, but au contraire, we move. But we know better. Yeah,
yes.
We do know better. And everything gets involved. Hands, shoulders, face, expressions, frowns, smiles, everything. And of course, so that's the basis of it. So it's a very moving thing. And when I work with screen actors ever, they're horrified by how expressive your eyes have to be compared to what you do to screen, which is all about micro movement. Completely the opposite voice acting. And hands, our hands are going everywhere. It's like we're all Italian, you know? and then when you get a character, I mean, obviously, you get usually a background on this character. Sometimes in gaming, for example, you get a side and a picture of the character. But then you've got to find the voice. And when I'm doing a character, like the last character I played for you in Directorous Tales, I thought, what would she be wearing on her feet? And I work from the feet up.
I think you're talking about Dr. Kershaw, because that's the last one that you did. But before that, you played Mrs. Bartok.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
It was so fun to direct you in that session and watch you perform that character in the booth. We've got a clip of you as Mrs. Bartok, the Eastern European psychic who invokes a mystical spell on a little doll in our series Treacherous Tales. This is from episode 2, What a Doll. Let's take a listen.
Take her.
Very good. Let me prepare her. Tenebris, opias, colligentes. Audi clamoren meum. Aperi portasissimus infernae. Surge in malum, surge in malum. Now she is ready.
Okay, that is scary.
Oh, I love that bit. Do you know, that bit was fabulous. And when I was doing it, I just felt like, if the lights had gone out, I was so into doing that.
I think our lights went out around WonkyBot. I mean, I was scared writing it. Then I heard you do it.
I mean, I had no idea what I was really saying. I did Latin at school, but...
Oh, that was so good. We loved it.
Well, yeah, and you've got to believe it. I mean, you know, if I'm Mrs. Bartok, I'm Mrs. Bartok. And even though you were watching me, I'm being Mrs. Bartok.
Exactly. You've become the character.
Yeah.
Do you remember your very first voiceover role you did for WonkyBot, by any chance? Which character?
Ms. Berrycloth. Was that my first character, or was it something before that?
No, it was somebody else.
It was another lady. Oh, what was her name? I played two in the same part.
Mrs. Griggs?
Yeah, no? Mrs. Griggs.
Yes, Mrs. Griggs.
Yeah.
She's the faculty housekeeper on the Power University campus in Terra Tremendous. You played opposite an incredible actress named Deborah Kennedy from one of my all-time favorite shows, A Place to Call Home. And that was a really fun scene.
I've been wondering her myself.
What do you mean, Mrs. Griggs?
I came by a room to offer turndown service 2 nights ago. But she didn't answer the door. When I stopped by the next morning, she didn't answer again. In fact, I haven't seen Mrs. Biddlesback in the last 48 hours.
Really?
Oh, really great stuff. You played Miss Berrycloth.
Yes.
An alien woman.
Alien woman.
On Tremendous Boy. Sexy
seductive.
Alien lady.
Yes, that's me.
And how does it feel to be able to just to dive into these different... How do you do it?
I don't know. I've always been able to do it since I was a child, to be honest. I was an only child. Oh, get the violins out.
A full symphony.
I played on my own a lot. So I used to get a catalogue, you know, like the Sears catalogue, and I'd cut all the figures out and make families of them. And then they would talk to each other all day. And basically, I would make voices, and I'd always been able to imitate other people and take myself into that world. So whatever I'm doing, even from the smallest part, I'm completely immersed in it. I believe in it. And I can even if I don't know the voice they're using, I read what the other characters are doing. And the other thing I think is very key, and I do teach this, is you've got to stay in your person. You can't, if you're in a radio, anything for recorded media, you can't just suddenly, oh, it's not my scene, I'm going to start fiddling on my watch, or I'm just going to look bored or yawn, because you're out of your person. You have to stay in them all the way through.
Terrific advice. It's funny you mentioned about the cutting out the characters. I used to do this with comic book characters when I was growing up. I would cut them out of the comic books and then create these worlds and do all the voices and play with them. And it must be something that, you know, just that imagination. And I've always loved sounds and voices and voice acting myself. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I was going to say, I bet those comics would be worth a fortune now if you hadn't cut them up.
I know. I do have some that I didn't butcher. Okay. But what's the experience like for you when you hear the show come together, the finished product?
Oh, I mean, it's wonderful because, I mean, particularly with the WonkyBot productions, your sound design is so excellent.
Thank you.
As well. And you're totally immersed in it. And, you know, you've got to suspend belief, really, whatever you want. Even if you're watching television, you know, you've got to suspend belief to a degree. And I think it's marvelous when you hear it all come together, because what makes it so good is that all the characters, they believe they are that person. So, you know, Tara is Tara, and she is, and everybody else. And so it doesn't feel like you're listening to a play or a story. It's like a peek into somebody else's or some other people's lives.
So true. What was the very first, do you remember the very first voice acting role that you ever did? Do you remember what that was?
I think the first role, acting role I ever played in recorded media was, this is going to sound bizarre, I was the voice of a fetus.
Oh, okay.
Now, that was extraordinary.
I wasn't expecting that.
yeah, and then I was the voice of several other small children. The mummy was pregnant and the baby was telling the children. I know, it's so surreal, actually. I don't know what those people were thinking about when they wrote it. I voice anything, really, unless I really don't like the character, I suppose. And I've never met a character I didn't like. basically, I was this little baby inside saying, oh, I am now 6 months old.
Okay, this is starting to sound a little twisted.
That's the first job. Yeah, that was the first voice acting job.
What a great career you've had. And of course, then, amongst everything else, you create Richcraft.
That's my voice coaching, my coaching company, yes.
What was the impetus behind that? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
I wanted to bring back the standards of voicing in the UK, particularly, that had slipped so far from where I started. You know, learning how to breathe properly, not needing to be directed line by line, or heaven forbid, word by word. Understanding all these things we're talking about, getting inside whatever character, even if you're the character of a person telling people about a new shoe shop, for that 30 seconds or whatever, you have to be that person. How to use your voice properly, how not to wreck your voice, how that voiceovers should be voicing in a certain way and not the way most of them are voicing, how to read a script, not keep, you know, you see people all the time putting up videos and things on TikTok and they're reading a script at the top and then they're going down the script, and as they go down the script, as I'm doing now, my larynx is getting more trapped and my voice is changing, you know. And so that's why I did it. I mean, I started teaching drama and voice in as early as 1991, but obviously only here and there. And then eventually I thought, no, I'm going to do this properly and start Richcraft. And the reason it's called Richcraft is because somebody said to me, I got somebody to do something. I was coaching a girl to do a monologue, and it was a very moving monologue. And she was just not connecting with it at all. I didn't believe anything she was saying. And so I got her to do something, and she did what I asked. And it worked so much that she had tears in her eyes. I had tears in my eyes. And she said, how did you do that? And I just said, it's Richcraft.
I think it's a great name. It's catchy. It's magical. It's, you know, like I said, it's mysterious and it's powerful. Yeah. All those things that you are.
Oh,
I love
you.
It.
So that's what I do. And the nice thing about my graduates is, because we don't just make showreels for anyone, when they graduate, they are, we say in the UK, oven ready. They're ready to go. They can walk. They, you know, as I say to all my students, it's okay to be nervous because it's a new situation, but not because you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Is there that one character that you really want and hope to play? Anything that you can think of that you haven't done yet?
Gosh, I would love to play a really great evil queen a la like Snow White, Maleficent, that kind of voice.
Ooh, I'd love to hear that.
Which I kind of touched. Yeah, I'd love to do it. So I kind of touched on it a bit with Mrs. Bartok, but obviously she was Eastern European, darling. So,
well, you played her to perfection. And that's just one of the reasons we love working with you.
Yeah, well, I love work. I absolutely adore working for you guys. You know that.
It's mutual. And we're going to get to hear you again soon in the new season of Terra Tremendous, season 5. Miss Barry Cloth will return.
Yes!
Finally, Tanya, where can people find you if they'd like to discover more about you, book you for work, and maybe even sign up for Richcraft?
Well, if they want to look at Richcraft, that is the web address is richcraft.biz, as in the biz, B-I-Z. And my own website is Tanya, that's Tanya with a Y, rich.co.uk. But I'm all over Instagram and LinkedIn and places like that. Very easy to find, Tanya Rich VO, Richcraft Voice Training. You'll know the Richcraft one because we have a purple crown. The Tanya Rich VO has a lovely picture of me smiling.
It's very distinct. I love it with the blue hair. I love it. I told you my mom has the blue hair.
It's actually purple hair, my
purple.
Hair.
Purple.
Yeah,
purple.
It's the light sometimes that can make it look blue. But don't worry about
yes.
it.
Purple's even better.
It is. It's the royal color.
Well, you look good no matter what color your hair is. That's all I can say. Well, Tanya, this has been such a pleasure. I'm so happy we got to do this today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I just wish you all the continued success. And here's to more of Tanya Rich and WonkyBot Productions.
Yay! Here's to the future. Bring Miss Bericloff coming back. That's great news for me.
Absolutely.
Thank you
Thank
so
you again.
Much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tanya. All right. That's all for this episode of WonkyBot Insider. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Like I always say at the end of every episode, it was just a few years ago, Michael, Todd, and I all shared a dream to create a place where we could tell fun and engaging stories filled with the kinds of characters and heroes who we wanted to see. And through those stories and characters, create a positive and uplifting community of fans who would enjoy them. A place where we could all come together and just have a really great time. That was how our company WonkyBot came together, and that's how the show you're listening to right now and all the shows that we're producing continue to come together. Whether we're producing something for audio, television, film, books, you name it, it's driven by passion to make the best content we can. We're all in this together, and we can feel your energy and support and love for the stuff that we're doing, and I just want to say thank you to all of you who are listening and engaging with us from around the whole world. So keep it up, stay tremendous and positive and awesome, because it's really a fantastic world out there, you guys, and you're an important part of it and of ours. Until the next episode, this is Stuart St. John with WonkyBot Insider saying bye for now.
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the Doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Never why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 show of shows.
Superheroes are zeros. Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.